Merging with Shiva, lesson 185, the mind's potent alchemy. It is only when the emotionally charged experiences that go into the subconscious are of a strictly instinctive nature that the subconscious is uncomely or not beneficial and becomes a strong hindrance to well-being. On the other hand, experiences of a positive, intellectual, or spiritual nature merging in the subconscious can create a subconscious that is quite dynamic and helpful, giving courage and competence in worldly affairs. Feelings of security, love, and compassion can come up from the subconscious during psychological moments in one's life to counteract and eliminate or subdue feelings of jealousy, hatred, and anger, which are natural to the instinctive mind. For example, a man's business flourishes during the summer. The next winter, he experiences great exhilaration and satisfaction in winning a skiing competition. The summer success and the winter accomplishment merging in the subconscious create a third, different impression which builds an abiding confidence and impulsion toward future victory. The next year, he goes into a second business, and again prospers. His competitors wonder how he has avoided the seasonal ebbs and flows of this particular business. How has he been so lucky, they wonder. The strong impression of being successful planted in the subconscious has created a positive habit pattern for the forces of the subconscious to flow through. The subconscious can also be formed by the blending of strong, intuitive, religious, or mystical impressions. For instance, a devotee has an elevating vision of a deity in the early morning dream or a conscious vision during meditation. A year later, while meditating, he has the experience of flying through the akasha in his astral body. These two impressions merge in the subconscious and create a deep-seated faith and unwavering certainty in the inner reality. Such vasanas bring up courage and eliminate the fear of death, replacing it with the assurance that life is eternal, the soul is real, and the physical body is but a shell in which we live. Now we have seen that the subconscious state of mind can be beneficial, or it can hold impressions that are actual obstacles in our path that must eventually be dealt with and overcome. Both positive and negative impressions can lie vibrating within it at the same time without interfering one with another.